Now, Fiona Kelly's with us to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers.
There are two striking images carried on today's front pages. The Irish Times, Irish Independent and Irish Examiner all opt for pictures of Taoiseach Simon Harris and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer drinking pints of Guinness at Chequers yesterday. Harris and Starmer toast reset of relations is the headline in the Examiner, while Anglo-Irish scoops is the caption in the Times. The picture carried in the front of the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun, meanwhile, is a close-up of a man in a torn balaclava who threatened to kill Mary Lou MacDonald and Garda Commissioner Drew Harris in a video which he uploaded to TikTok. In its lead story, The Times reports that Gardaí are investigating the incident and that the video and account have been removed from TikTok. The social media platform is quoted admitting that it made a mistake in not taking the video down immediately. Problems related to online communications also generate the lead story in today's Examiner. Cormac O'Keefe reports that a report compiled by Mr Justice Tony O'Connor, which has been submitted to the Taoiseach, is calling for Gardaí and national security personnel to be given legal powers to access online messaging services and encrypted communications used by criminal organisations, since the current legislation is 30 years old. The Irish Independent leads with the story by environment correspondent Caroline O'Doherty about how the government is hoping to break motorists' addiction to their cars with bike subsidies and cheaper fares on public transport. Almost treble the amount of the counterfeit weight loss drug Ozempic has been seized here already this year than it was in all of 2023. That's according to the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. The Irish News leads with the positive response of relatives of those killed during the Troubles to yesterday's pledge by the British government to repeal the controversial Legacy Act. I'm almost eight, that headline on the front of the Belfast Telegraph, was the response given by a child throwing bricks at police during rioting in South Belfast this week when he was asked his age by a reporter. The photo on the front of the paper, meanwhile, shows an adult man with his face covered handing a brick to a boy who looks to be just about in his teens, and that boy already has another brick in his other hand. Owen McCall reports that many of the bricks which were being thrown had been broken off a nearby peace wall, and that police also had petrol bombs, paint and bottles thrown at them on Monday and Tuesday night. Elsewhere this morning, a number of today's papers report on a judge's decision to reject a request from publicans to extend their opening hours until 2:30 a.m. during the 5 weekends of this year's Listoun Varna matchmaking festival. Judge Alec Gabbett, who agreed to allow pubs to stay open until 1:30, wasn't swayed when solicitor John Casey tried to make the case that the extra hour could be very important in determining the future of those looking for a match at the festival. Judge Gabbett alluded to the number of international protection applicants staying in hotels in the town, who he suggested will be sleeping at this hour and are not interested in matchmaking. The Independent has a story about how Hodges Fidges has apologised and launched an investigation after a copy of The Protocols of the Elders of Zion, a notoriously anti-Semitic book, was found by a customer in the Jewish interest section of its Dublin bookshop. There's a story in today's Mail about how Clongowes Wood has launched an ad campaign in the UK targeting parents of students at fee-paying schools after the new Labour government said it plans to charge VAT on fees at private schools, which will increase fees there by 20%. And finally, The Star gives coverage to Time Out's inclusion of Bray, County Wicklow, in its list of most underrated travel destinations in the world. The seaside town comes in at number 24, while Finlandia, a small town in Colombia, is ranked in first place.
Fiona, thank you.